Hi, everyone. This is Chris Tran and Matt Easterday here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. We are here today to share our exclusive 30-minute interview on the evolution of our TV station, Channel 19. We were very fortunate to talk to the most important people that make this station a reality. We talked to some teachers and commentators, Rob Strauss and Kevin Schulz, principal and superintendent of Sterling High School, Mark Napoleon. We also got some student point of view with interviewing our very own student commentators, Ryan Smith and Paul McGrady. We got to sit down with one of the members of our tech crew, Dave Litzus, volleyball coach of the year, Matt McPherson, and finally, the man who makes all this happen, Mr. Tad Kazaneski. So sit down, relax, and enjoy the interview on the evolution of Channel 19. We just sat in with a member of our tech crew, Dave Litzus, student of our Radio 3 Honors class, on his role on the behind-the-scenes aspect of Channel 19. What is it that tech crew does, Dave?
Well, what we do is we go out to sports events or we go to the auditorium for an event that's being held there, and we record it to be aired later on for a later date on Channel 19.
And why did you join tech crew?
I joined because I had a lot of friends in tech crew back sophomore year when I first joined. And they said it was really fun, so I thought, hey, why not? It's not like I have to pay anything to do. No.
Why did you join tech crew?
I joined because I had a lot of friends in at the time when I first learned about it, and they said it was really fun, so I was like, hey, why not? There's nothing to lose. So I joined tech crew. Anyway, that ended up being a lot of fun, just like they said.
Most students shy away from joining tech crew because they feel that would be too hard or confusing. Is that true?
No, it really isn't that hard. I mean, yeah, you look at it the first time you look at it, it looks really confusing, but once you try it, it's extremely simple. The camera, all you have to do, left, right, up, down, and then there's a switch to zoom in and out. You don't have to worry about, you do have to white balance, but you don't have to worry about, like, little settings, like, you don't have to worry about the audio coming through the camera. You don't have to worry about focus all that much. You don't have to worry about, there's a lot of things that you don't have to worry about when you actually sit down to film the game.
And how important do you feel that Channel 19 is for the students and the community?
Well, it's definitely, I can see it as being very important to the community and the students, because if someone's parent wanted to make it to a game or the play or something going on here at Sterling, and they couldn't make it due to work or health issues, it'll be aired on Channel 19 later on, or, you know, they could always buy it from Mr. K. You can always buy a copy of the event from Mr. K.
All right, and how do you buy it from Mr. K?
Well, the student can go talk to Mr. K and say that they want a copy of whatever event they participated in or would like to see again, or they could email him. There's usually an ad that runs during our events if you watch it live or watch it pre-recorded on Channel 19, which has all the information. It's $20 for the copy, and then another $3 for it to be mailed home.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Is Sterling's tech crew considered as a job?
I would consider it a job. I mean, there is no applications you have to fill out or anything like that. So it essentially starts out as a club, and then when you turn 16, depending on what grade you're in or how old you are, once you turn 16, you're allowed to fill out working papers. And, you know, bring those to the doctors, get that all filled out. But then you bring them back, and then you got to get board approved. Once you're board approved, you're allowed to start actually working for the school that's in Sterling's tech crew and start earning money for it. And it does also count for reference and past experience when you go out to get a job in the future.
We were thrilled to have a chance to talk to Mr. Kazaneski on how he makes all of this happen. What year did Channel 19 start?
Channel 19 started in 1991 when Garden State Cable gave the channel to Somerdale Municipality, who gave it to Sterling High School.
Were you the one who started this?
No, I was not the one that started it. The Board of Education started the channel in 1991. Mr. Farr came in 1994, I believe. He was originally in my position. He then became a TV teacher. I came here in 2005. This is my 11th year here.
What new equipment have you guys gotten over the year for Channel 19?
Over the past couple years, some of the newer things that we've gotten is the TV trailer, which we do for all the sporting events that we do. TV trailer has 6 cameras in it, 6 replays. We've gotten a couple new cameras with it. We've got a graphic system with that, too. So that's kind of the stuff we've had recently.
How important do you feel that Channel 19 is to the students and the community?
I feel it's a big way to get information out to what's going on at Sterling High School. It's a way for the parents to see what's going on. It's a way for the kids to see what's going on. This is what the public sees what Sterling High School is all about and the good things that we're doing.
Channel 19 is pretty much what you're known for here at Sterling. So can you talk about why you've put so much time and effort into it?
Well, when they brought me in 2005, it was basically just a video billboard thing. And they said we'd like to have a lot more programming on there. So when I originally started, my main job was to get the football, basketball, all the sports, all the stuff that goes on the assemblies in there. And they've done a good job supporting me, getting that going. And this past year, I just started becoming a teacher to help assist some of the kids in video production as well.
And can you talk about the student involvement in Channel 19 with Tech Crew and just everyone who helps you out in general?
I have an open club. It's called Tech Crew, as you mentioned. You can be a freshman through a senior. The freshmen and sophomores volunteer their time. They come out and work with me, whatever event they can make. Juniors and seniors, especially the ones that's been with me a little while, they fill out working papers, and they do get paid to come out and work with me because it's later hours. It's a lot extra work that they have to do. They're the leaders of my crew. I also have TV class kids as part of their class requirements. They come out and work the games with me as well, and that's how we do our crews.
Ryan Smith, member of our Radio 3 Honors class, just gave his point of view on the channel from both a commentator and player's point of view. So let's have a listen. So how do students feel about Channel 19 broadcasting their games?
I think students here actually enjoy it a lot. You know, me being an athlete and the games being videoed and me able to go home and watch the games on TV is pretty awesome. It's kind of like playing on ESPN, but it's kind of not. But anyways, it's good to see like how you go out, how you proceed during the game and how you go about your style and look at it from a different perspective, and it's just like watching film, and it benefits the team and also helps you correct yourself on what you might be doing wrong, and it gives you some glory.
You're also involved with the Radio 3 class. What made you get involved with broadcasting?
What made me get involved with broadcasting is to see sports from a different angle. I always see it from the player standpoint or like the coaching standpoint when I'm like coaching up my brother, but I never really took a backseat and just called the game or called what people were doing, and I don't know, it's just a different, unique style, and I kind of like it, and I actually enjoy it a lot.
How will broadcasting now on Channel 19 help you in your future?
Broadcasting now, it definitely helped with your public speaking. You know, a lot of kids in high school are kind of shy, and they make a big deal when the teacher's like, oh, got to present your PowerPoint next week, and all the kids are just, you know, they're just like, oh, why do we have to present? But Being on the radio every day, like we do live Fridays, it helps you bring out like the real person in you, and it kind of like lets you come out to the public and get out of your comfort zone, and that's what I like about it, because I like being out of my comfort zone. I like talking a lot, and it'll help me with communication and people understand me and all that fun stuff.
Do you feel that broadcasting, every time you broadcast, do you feel yourself gaining more and more confidence every time you go on air?
Oh, definitely. Every time I broadcast, I feel more comfort. I'm more in a comfort zone. Like, as a game starts, I'm a little shaky. Like, my first game I broadcasted for football, my voice was a little shaky and I was a little nervous. But as the game progressed, you don't even realize you have a mic on. It's just like you're there having a friendly conversation with two other people, and you're just at the game enjoying it, and it just comes natural once you do it a lot.
As a student here at Sterling High School, what benefits do you see from Channel 19?
I think it benefits us a lot. You know, not only does it help with team-wise, or Channel 19 also broadcasts like musicals and stuff like that. So it's nice to see yourself perform, and it benefits families who can't come out to the games, or they can't come out to the play or anything like that. So you can go home, relax, and if your family had work or your dad had work, he can just put on Channel 19 and watch the game that he missed. So it definitely helps out the families who are busy all the time and can't really make out to the game.
All right, thanks, Rob.
No problem.
All right, now I'm here with Mr. Schulz. Thanks for joining me, Mr. Schulz.
No problem, man.
All right, here's the first question. Why do you like being a commentator for Channel 19?
No, I like it because it keeps me close to what the kids are doing, keeps me involved with everything that's going on with Sterling outside of the regular school day. That's probably a big reason. And it's two hours away from everything that I just enjoy.
Second question, why did you want to get involved with it? Like, broadcasting wise?
I got involved with it. This is about 20 years ago. Mr. K needed somebody to do the camera, and I wasn't exactly sure what it was all about. I figured, what the heck, I'll do it. Mm. I did the camera when we were back in Gloucester City. We were in Gloucester City, and we did the games for them, and I did the camera. Then after doing the camera for a few games, when we started football season, he had me do the camera and be the color analyst. Back in those days, what we used to do, we would do film the game, and then we would sit down on Tuesday nights and then announce the game.
Cool.
So it was kind of neat because I knew it was going to happen. I sounded a lot smarter than I do now.
Do you recommend it to any students to commentate?
Absolutely. I think one thing about it for you guys as young, well, you're going to be young adults, is that if you can communicate and you can speak, it ties into a lot of things you're going to do in the real world. And even if you're not going to do anything with communications, it would help you out in job interviews and just any type of business where you're communicating, which is probably 80 to 90% of the businesses or fields you're going to get into.
What's one of your favorite ever Sterling calls?
The best game, and I don't even think I made the call, was Mr. Strauss when Jerry Krisman had the shot.
That's what he said.
Going off to the right side, he was probably about, I could be wrong about this, maybe 80 feet away. Not only that, but it was one-handed. He was falling, threw it up, and the shot actually went off the backboard, went off the rim. It was just unbelievable, and it was great on a lot of ends. We beat a team that was very good. They were a top 10 team in South Jersey. We had a year we weren't really playing that well, but started playing well towards the end of the year, and the game was just a back-and-forth game that I felt like ending that way, we really deserved to win that game. And it didn't look like it when we were inbound the ball, obviously, with 80 feet away, being 80 feet away, but that was definitely, without a doubt, the best game I've been at.
We've reached the halfway point through the podcast. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
What the fuck did they score? And Giroux got it! He deflects it by Antiniemi! And the Flyers have some magic left as they win it in overtime!
If you're a regular, even avid fan of the NHL, The Blue Line is just the show for you. Hosted by Rob Strauss, John Flacco, and other weekly guests, we will provide you with the best of the NHL news and notes. The show will air once a month and cover anything that's going on inside the game of hockey, from your Flyers even to the Maple Leafs, preseason rankings all the way to the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll cover it all, covering trades, rumors, and the rest of the news surfacing around the league. Miss the show? You can grab the podcast on Sterling's website, or just tune into Sterling Knights Radio for the rebroadcast. That's The Blue Line, airing once a month with your hosts Rob Strauss and John Flacco, exclusively on Sterling Knights Radio.
Newest dress code of this year is yoga pants. If you decide to wear yoga pants, you have to have a top that covers the midsection of your body, front and back. Hats, bandanas, or sunglasses are also a no-go. If you have a see-through shirt on, you have to wear undergarments underneath. Go ahead and wear your new kicks, but you make sure they aren't open-toed or slippers. This is Sterling High School's dress code, and you're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. Stay classy, Sterling.
Looking for a good workout? Don't have enough money to afford a gym membership? Sterling High School is just the thing for you. The fitness center in Sterling is completely free, and it has all the proper equipment of a real gym. It is open and accessible for students every day after school from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. On Mondays through Thursdays, the fitness center is open from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the whole community. Come down and get in shape for free at the Sterling Fitness Center.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes is touching millions of lives one heart at a time. Since 1954, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been challenging coaches and athletes on the professional, college, high school, junior high, and youth levels to use the powerful medium of athletics to impact the world for Jesus Christ. FCA focuses on serving local communities by equipping, empowering, and encouraging people to make a difference for Christ. Come join Sterling's FCA every Monday after school in room 313. This message has been brought to you by the Sterling FCA and your friends here at Sterling High School Radio.
And we're back here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Let's get back to the podcast.
Paul McGrady just gave his opinion on Channel 19 and how he enjoys broadcasting with the station.
So, Paul, what do you do for Channel 19 as far as broadcasting?
I do some sideline reporting for the football games, and sometimes I do some color commentary up in the booth, but not usually. Whenever they need help, whether it be Kay or Strauss, I usually like to go help, and whatever they really want. I can do a lot of things. I'm not the best at play-by-play, but whatever they need me for, I'll definitely fill in and try to do my best.
How will broadcasting with Channel 19 help you with your future?
Well, with my future, I kind of want to go into broadcasting. I'm still undecided, but that's what I'm leaning towards. So, you know, Channel 19 gave me a sort of like a basic starting point to where I want to go, and it kind of helped me choose where I want to go in the future. So, and you know, well, when you go into college, it's more, you try to get more serious with things and you're going towards your major. But for high school, it's just kind of letting you figure it out. Channel 19 kind of let me figure it out if I really want to do it or not, and then little things that'll help me in the future. With broadcasting in general.
How beneficial is Channel 19 to the students and the community?
I think it's very beneficial. I know my mom, well, there's a few things with it. Now, Channel 19 isn't just sports. It does a lot other things. Like, my mom watches it for when prom, you know, when prom comes around in June, they do the promenade, and my mom and a lot of other mothers I know, parents in general, they like to around the local community, they like to watch it because the gym is so full of people that they can watch all the girls' dresses and the couples just come down in the promenade for prom. And you know, all the sporting events, I think it's cool. They also do a lot of programs in the auditorium, whether it be the musicals or things of the choral, spring concert or winter concert. So that's helpful to me, I know, being in the choral program here at Sterling, especially with the spring concert and the winter concert that I usually buy. Just to look at myself, it's cool remembrance because everything's filmed. We just had Mr. Sterling that I know a couple of the guys involved bought a disc or are planning to buy a disc because it's great because it's filmed and it's a memory that we'll have. Also, I know with the sports, if you film stuff, a lot of those guys, if they're getting recruited or schools are looking at them, it's film for them that the school can give to them and help them choose their athletes.
How does doing Silvertones in the musicals help your voice and confidence of broadcasting?
I don't know. Really, I think, well, the musicals and the choral, I was already an outgoing person, but I think it really pushed me to be more of an outgoing person, especially make my voice clear and project when you're talking instead of being, you know, low, mumble, that kind of thing. And yeah, definitely confidence just comes along with that. When you're on stage all the time, I know a lot of people, with Mr. Sterling, we were talking to a lot of the guys involved, and they, you know, there's them being on stage for the first time, and even though a lot of them didn't speak, but just the nervousness of being up in front of people was crazy. So that stage presence that I'm used to and really helps me just get all my nerves out. I'm not really nervous when I talk or I'm live or that kind of thing on Channel 19.
And last question, how do you feel about being the first ever on-field reporter in Sterling history?
I think it's cool. I think the idea is neat. We still have to update the technology behind it because I think the way we're running it now isn't the greatest. In the future, I know Strauss, along with Mr. K, are trying to figure something out to make it easier for whoever is being the on-field reporter. Usually what happens is I'm just on the sidelines with the team and Sean Clank, the athletic director, or athletic trainer, sorry. And it's just figuring out, usually with injuries, when we go into the locker room at halftime, I talk to some of the players, which is great, and get their views on the first half. But we're trying to figure out technology where I can be on the sideline and them communicate to me and me talking on air straight from the sideline. So, but I mean, I love it. I think it's cool. A lot of Mr. Schulz, when I see him in the hallway, always calls me by that name. And he's like, how's our on-field reporter doing? And I think it's cool. I think it's a neat idea. And I just hope it improves in the future.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
No problem.
And here's the second part of our interview with Mr. Kosneski on how he runs the station and makes all of this come to life.
The hardest part of keeping Channel 19 where it's at.
There's two things. First is keeping the community information up to date and keeping on that. So I keep everybody, when it's done, it's done. And when you need it up, I get it up for you. And then the live events that we do. Live sporting events are extremely challenging, especially doing it with students who may not have done cameras before, to try and get them to learn. If you make a mistake, just refocus, let's go. And just get them to make it look like as close to a network sports broadcast as we can.
Do you feel like Channel 19 is growing at the pace you would like it to be?
Yeah, I think so. I've been here 10 years now, and we've gotten a TV truck. We didn't have a TV truck when I was here. We've gone to all computer broadcasting. That wasn't the case when I originally started. So we're making slow steps. The only problem is it just comes down to money. Technology can't cost money, and schools have to watch where they spend their money. So that's where it's a little slower in certain areas.
And what's your favorite part by the station?
The thing I like is because I'm putting the best kids on TV. I get to meet the best kids. I get to see them at their best, whether they're performers up on stage, whether they're basketball players, football players. I get to see and promote what the best kids do at the school, and that's what I really like about my job.
All right, now we're here with Mr. Napoleon, the principal of Sterling High School. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
First question is, how do you think Channel 19 benefits the students around school?
I think that they are well informed, just with the morning news, anything that's timely. Today I went on, I talked about identometrics, which parents are going to be informed about. And, you know, who wants their finger scanned? You know, it's not a fingerprint, it's a scanning. So I think there's is a need for communication. Students need to bring home, talk about it. You know, parents are always going to say, what's new at Sterling High School? What did you learn today? What's coming up? And kids should communicate that with parents. And, you know, many, many years ago, Channel 19 was started with that in mind, not only to develop a TV production curriculum, but also the open communications. We just can't send mailings every day and communicate to parents.
So Channel 19, it's been around for a while, and it keeps a lot of maintenance. So why have you kept it around for so long?
Channel 19 is fully embedded in the curriculum now. It's just not morning news. It's a part of, just like an English, math, science course. It's expected at a Sterling High School. Kids leave here with that experience. They become communication majors. And so it's not by itself. It's within the program planning guide. It's part of the curriculum. It's an expectation now.
And it's really big around here. So explain the impact on, like, the community, like how it supports the community.
Well, I think that we have... I know of one outside group that comes in and tapes once a week with our students and our instructors, and it's great experience. It's a for-profit group that needs a TV studio, and we're allowing them to come in because we're getting something out of it. Our kids are being gaining valuable experience.
We just got a chance to talk to Volleyball Coach of the Year, Mr. McPherson, on the coach's point of view on Channel 19 and how it helps his players get prepared for a game.
So as a coach, how does Channel 19 help you and your players? Well, I think our players get excited whenever they see, you know, whenever they know Channel 19's doing a game. I definitely have seen opposing teams when they come into the gym, they kind of look at the cameras and they feel a little intimidated, so I think that gives us a little bit of an edge. And, you know, during the playoffs when Channel 19, they come up to our games and we go up North Jersey and, you know, they you know, televise our games, and it's just a great memory for the kids to have.
How do you feel about Channel 19 helping the team's parents and the community during the playoff run?
Oh, it definitely helps the team during the playoff run. I mean, the between Channel 19 and the fans that we get to come out and support us, it definitely helps the team. You know, I'm in a unique perspective being a coach of the team, but also a member of the community. I get to watch, you know, all this stuff on Channel 19 at home, and I think it's tremendous.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Being a member of a community, how often do you view Channel 19 if you think it's being used properly throughout the community?
I view it all the time. You know, whether it's I watch the Mr. Sterling competition on there, I watch some of the plays, I watch the sports teams. I think it's phenomenal, and I think it's something that I don't think other communities really have it to this extent. I think we're a little spoiled, and I don't think we realize how good we do have it with Channel 19.
Last question. Do you think that Channel 19 helps athletes get recognized for college?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's all different. Like, I know you guys know my son runs cross country. I don't think really there's not much you can do with running, but I think in like a team sport, maybe like football or volleyball or basketball, I think in getting recognition, it helps sending tapes to coaches, and I think they can, you know, provide those kind of tapes to be sent out to coaches.
Mr. Strauss was our next guest, who is another commentator and radio teacher that had a chance to sit on with us.
And now we're here with Mr. Strauss, broadcaster for Channel 19. Thanks for being here, Strauss.
No problem. My pleasure.
All right. Well, I got a couple questions for you here.
Fire away.
All right. Here's question number one. What's it like being a commentator for Channel 19?
It's a lot of fun. We get a front row seat to a lot of the great games that we've been able to call here, whether it be football, basketball, soccer, baseball, or field hockey, anything that we've broadcasted over the years here. It's just a great experience to you know, kind of relive my college years a little bit and broadcast and try and teach some of the students some of the ins and outs of broadcasting.
Question number two. Why did you want to get involved with broadcasting here?
I mean, it's one of my passions. It's what I love to do. I did it in college for Rowan Radio, and now I'm doing it here. And I like to kind of pass down the experiences that I had when I was in college and try and educate some of the students on how to be a broadcaster and some of the I guess the – I'm trying to think of a good word for this, so you're going to have to edit this. This is going to be a lot of editing for you. I do it mostly because I want to give the students the same passion that I had with broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it. And like I said, it's a front row seat and a backstage pass to full access to athletics. And it's a great – you get to see some great moments and some really not-so-great moments, but it is a lot of fun.
Do you recommend it to your students?
100% recommend to get involved. You have to be involved with something here at Sterling, whether you know be tech crew or broadcasting or the arts or athletics or whatever. If you're going to do something, this is a good way to start. And the best advice that I can give to students is to just kind of – the first time you go on air, once you break the ice of going on air, it makes it a lot easier for you.
And what's your favorite ever – Sterling sports call ever?
I have a couple. The first one is probably Jerry Crisman's shot from three-quarter court to upset Delsey a couple years back. That was an amazing call because we didn't think that we really had any shot on that one to win the game. Delsey, I think, was ranked in the top 10 in South Jersey at that point, and he hits that three-quarter shot to win the game. And then Marcus Taylor hit another shot, last-minute buzzer beater the next year to beat – I forget who they beat, but it was Marcus Taylor on a last-second shot right down what drove the length of the floor, baseline shot, and hit at the buzzer. Also had a couple big baseball calls over the years, little Ryan Smith walk-off single to beat Manchester in the playoffs. And you know, football has obviously had some really good calls too. The Haddonfield game where we beat Haddonfield last year for the first time was also a really big call as well.
And last question. Well, this is my last year here, so I won't be able to see what comes. So where do you see Channel 19 in the future?
I think Channel 19 is going to get a lot bigger and a lot better in terms of the broadcasting, especially with the we're trying to go high def. We would like to go high def in the future. I think that'd be nice, but also to get more of the students involved. And we had a lull a couple years ago where we didn't have a lot of student broadcasters, and now that we have the Radio 3 Honors program and the TV program with Mr. K and the tech crew, I'm hoping to get some more student involvement in the broadcast in terms of having the students on air doing the play-by-play and the color commentary. So it's only going to get bigger and better and look and sound a lot better from here on out.
All right, that was Mr. Shuss. Thanks, Shuss.
Yep, you got it.
And there it is, the evolution of Channel 19. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and the history of the channel. People really don't get how fortunate it is to have a channel like this. Chris and I would like to thank all the interviewees for their time into the podcast. We'd like to thank Principal Mark Napoleon, Kevin Schulz, Rob Strauss, Volleyball Coach of the Year Matt McPherson, and our very own students Ryan Smith, Paul McGrady, and Dave Lissis, and the person that makes all of this possible, Tad Kazimeski. Thank you for listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio, and have a nice day.